Okay. I'm out.
Hmm?
We had a very bad 7 minutes and 53 seconds. We were up 13, and we had a pretty good pass through the game. Closed the half very poorly. Missed two layups and another very makeable shot. Started out the third quarter very slowly. I talked to our team about the Celtics, one of the best third quarter teams in the league. It's their best quarter. Statistically, they play, so they really come out strong in the third quarter. So we, in a 7:53 stretch, we shot 1-for-14 with 4 turnovers, and they were 10-of-15. So they hit us with a 21-to-4 run. The good thing about it was we had a little bit of a cushion that at least they didn't run away from us, and we really bounced back. We actually took the lead again, and we're playing well. And then I think probably Doc's philosophy, I mean, I haven't had a chance to talk to him much about it, but we'll talk after the series is over. But I think he probably feels like that, you know, his team has the edge in the last 6 minutes of the game if it's close, simply based upon they've got so much championship experience. Whatever you throw at them, they've seen it. There's no panic in their team at all. They, regardless of whatever the score, they're just going to keep grinding. And they've got a lot of different options that they can go to, and they read everything very, very well. So I think Doc feels like, you know, advantage-wise, with all the experience and all that they have, that in close games, that he thinks his team will be his advantage.
How do you feel about it?
Well, you know, we played well. You know, we played well against against Chicago. Late in games, I think we're getting better. But you know, I think the game the other day, you would have to say they responded better in the last 5-6 minutes than we did. They had better possessions. And so if we're going to win, we're going to have to do a better job. Like we did in Chicago, we did a really good job with that. Now we've stepped up in class here with a team that's got 4 guys who played for a championship and been in the NBA Finals. We've been around a long while and stuff, so they're a very poised team. Doc is, you know, arguably one of the best coaches in the NBA, if not the best. So they have a lot going for them.
KG is the president in the train right now. What do you plan to do to contain him? Is not stopping him?
We're not going to stop Kevin Garnett. Right now he's a 7-footer that's floating out on that perimeter and shooting about 60% on jump shots. What you like to do is protect the paint. You know, the other night he had 16 points on mid-range jump shots. He had 8 points in the paint, hit 5 free throws. So, you know, if we can keep him out of the paint and continue to make him take some long jump shots, hopefully he's not going to shoot it as well as he did before, or like last night or the last couple games. But, you know, I think they feel like that if they can get in transition, they'd like to get Garnett and early post-ups. I think they feel like they have an advantage in that. But Kevin is playing as well as I've seen him play in a long, long time. He's, I've seen it with a lot of the big guys in the league this year. I thought a lot of the big guys who had played a lot of minutes in their careers, I thought got off to slower starts. And then I think as the season went on, I saw a lot of those guys get stronger as the year has gone on. And KG definitely has done that. You know what, we just talked about areas that we thought we could be better, and let's make no bones about it. I mean, Derrick Rose played in game one, he didn't play in game two. So, I mean, that was a huge factor. So, we're not going to discount that. It wasn't I reinvented the wheel, you know, in between. But, you know, we shot 59%. Got out in transition. We had a great third quarter and got in our running game. The ball was moving and guys were making shots. So, I mean, you know, when we move the ball and we shoot a high percentage, we've got a chance to play well. I thought the other night, if you take out the 1-for-14, I think we shot 44% from the floor with that. And I think with Boston, if you're going to beat them, they're such an efficient offensive team. Everybody talks about their defense, but, you know, they take the fewest shots of anybody in the NBA. But yet, I think they average almost 24 assists a game. The other day, Rondo and Paul Pierce had 23 of their assists. So, can you take away some of their efficiency? You know, they're gonna get good shots because they execute well.
How important is it to crush the glass and win the rebounding battle that you didn't win in game one?
Well, you know, we got off to a good start rebounding. In the first quarter, we had about I think 14-7. But a lot of that was they missed a lot of jump shots. And they had no fast break points in the first quarter, and they had 14 in the last 3 quarters. So when you look at how they picked up their game, know, they started making shots and becoming much more efficient. They shot 48% in the last three quarters against them. And a lot of that was the fact they got out and had 14 fast break points. So rebounding was a big part of that. And when we rebound the ball, we think we have a chance to get an early offense. You know, Evan's a good rebounder, Gray's a good rebounder, Drew's a good rebounder for a guard. So when we do that, it's a little bit like when Rondo gets the ball off the boards and can push it. We feel like we have three guys who can get us some early offense. So rebounding is very important. You know, we're playing now only by the grace of God. I mean, we got beat on the boards 56-33 in the game six deciding game. Chicago had 29 second chance points against us. So this is a different Boston team. They're not a team that pounds you as much on the rebounds as what Chicago did. They really concentrate on transition defense. But I think they feel like maybe against us they can go to the boards more than they could maybe against some other teams.
Doug, what about getting to the free throw line, the way you guys got to the line so regularly in Chicago? How important is it to stay aggressive?
Well, we have to do that, John, because, you know, we're not a great shooting team. And, you know, I think in three of the games we shot over 30 free throws. And it's interesting because during the course of the year, I think we set a record for fewest free throws made in the season. You know, but we sort of changed the way we were playing by the way we changed our starting lineup. When Jody went out, we had another playmaker on the floor. And so, you know, Evan driving and Dre driving and Drew driving gave us a chance to get to the line. And Lou per minute probably was our best per minute free throw shooter. So as long as those guys are doing that, then we can get some of those points. And then it gets us to stop the game and get our defense back. And so, you know, all those things are important.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.